not cooking something up with me.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Katie's Kitchen. Today I have a very special guest on, Miss Claudia from the Top Rated Barbecue Bob podcast. Miss Claudia?
Hi everybody, great to be here today. I love your podcast, Katie. I think it rocks.
Thanks a lot.
And I love your music. Hank Williams Sr., Hey Good Lookin'. That is a great song.
Yeah.
It's an oldie but a goodie.
Yeah.
So, what are you cooking today, Katie? Do you have any idea of what's in store? Hey, wait a minute. Do you listen to Barbecue Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like Barbecue Bob?
Yes, I love him.
Cool. I love Barbecue Bob. He's a nut.
My favorite episode was The Good, the Lamb, and the Ugly. That was good.
Oh, God. Bob's a ham. Bob's a big ham.
Yep.
Okay, Katie, so what are you cooking?
I'm cooking,
Don't you remember what you're cooking? Get with it. Yeesh.
I'm having cinnamon and sugar pork rinds.
Oh, you're kidding. I've never even heard of that before. Cinnamon and sugar pork rinds. Hog belly. No. Barbecue Bob. Oh, my God. He's going to want to steal this.
Yeah, well,
He lives on pork rinds. He's like one big giant pork rind. Bob lives for pork rinds. Serious.
He does?
Yeah. No, but these are sweet, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and you can make them low-cal with using Splenda, huh?
Yeah, I do Splenda. I don't do Equal.
Oh, you're healthy.
Yeah.
See?
And Bob is not.
Bob's very not. Not healthy. Not at all healthy. Got to have lots of lard in anything that Bob cooks. Okay, go ahead. Tell us your recipe.
This one is really easy to make. It takes about 6 minutes to make.
6 minutes?
Yeah.
I'm so used to Bob and smoke and everything. Five hours.
So this serves about two, and here are the ingredients.
Okay.
You're going to get 2 ounces of fried pork rinds, 2 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, 2 teaspoons of granular...
Yeah, the sweetener, the Splenda stuff.
Yeah, that's sweetener. Well, I use Splenda, but then you can always use
sucralose.
Whatever you want.
That's what they call it, sucralose.
And then 2 tablespoons of butter melted.
Maybe we should do like a little tribute to Bob since we're doing the show like this. You should say it correctly. Or Bob style. 2 tablespoons.
Yeah, 2 tablespoons. That was good. Okay, here's the directions. Spread the pork rinds out in a large baking dish. In a small bowl, stir together the cinnamon and the sweetener. Drizzle the melted butter over the pork rinds while shaking the dish to evenly distribute the butter on all sides of the rinds. Sprinkle with the cinnamon and sweetener and stirring to coat.
Mmm. Doesn't take very long, does it?
No, it doesn't.
And see, now this one says it's for 2 servings. Now, at my house, we'd have to change that to fit...
80. No.
Yeah. We want 80 servings. Oh, my. That's a really clever thing, though. I mean, you know, you can make those. I wonder... Well, the pork rinds probably aren't that healthy, but if you're on those fat diets, you know, like a lot of people do the... Don't eat anything but fat. You know, just stuff yourself with fat. I guess that would be a good thing to eat on your diet. Because it's with Splenda. It's not sugar. So people on those all fat diets could, you know, be in pig heaven. Ha, no pun intended.
Yeah.
Ah, yes. So what are we doing now? What's the next recipe?
Next one is...
Boy, you have nothing but delicious, like, sweet things.
Yeah.
It's a far cry from hickory licory. Smoke yourself a tongue.
Yeah.
Hickory licory.
You're nutty. Okay. This recipe is called fruit balls.
Hmm. These nutty treats are sweet and chocolatey. Currants, dates, pecans, and honey. I hope you don't mind me reading your recipe. Are blended into a dough and formed into,
candies.
These will make 24 fruit balls. And that sounds delicious. So you're going to eat. I mean, eat. You're going to need. I'm reading now.
Okay, bye.
I'm the guest. Let me talk. Oh, the prep time. 15
yeah,
minutes.
Guest.
I'm a guest. 15 minutes prep time. They're going to be ready in 15 minutes. Servings, 24. I already said that. Now you're going to need 1 cup of currants, 1 cup of chopped pitted dates, 1 cup of sunflower seeds, 2/3 cups of chopped pecans, 1/2 cup of golden raisins, 3 tablespoons, Bob style, unsweetened cocoa powder, 1/4 cup of honey, and 1 cup confectioner's sugar for dusting. Not so healthy as the last one now, is it? Okay, let's see now. In the container of a food processor or a blender, you're going to combine the dates, sunflower seeds, pecans, raisins, and cocoa powder. Transfer to a bowl and stir in honey. Press into 1-inch balls and roll in confectioner's sugar. Oh, this is great. You can store it in an airtight container at room temperature. Hey, I like that one. It's healthy.
Yeah.
Kind of. It, you know.
With the fruit part of it anyway.
The fruit part. That's like a person tricking themselves into being healthy. Oh, I'm healthy. I eat fruit balls.
With cocoa powder.
And sugar. And honey.
And honey.
All right. So, Katie, when are you going to come on Barbecue Bob? We'd like to have you come on Barbecue Bob Show. Would you come on?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to be on that.
I think Bob wants to do a wood-fired pizza with you, he said.
I love pizza.
Yeah, I know. And you're good at making pizza. So we're going to have that coming up probably in a few...
Probably.
In a few weeks, because Bob's putting in this brand new right from Italy pizza oven. And it's going to be state-of-the-art. Really nice. I can totally understand that feeling, though. You know, feeling like you're huge and you don't want to be seen by anybody. But that's part of his charm. The fact that he's, like, stepped right out of the Old West and he's a big guy and he loves food and beer and cooking. And he just, that's part of his allure.
Can you give us a hint on what he looks like, or is that still a mystery?
Now, he's about 6'1", and like I told everybody on one of our shows, he's 350 pounds. He's a big man, and he is big, and he has a beard, like a beard. He looks like, he's just big.
What kind of beard, like a handlebar?
No, not an old time. He's got like a goat, not a goatee, I don't know what they call him, like a mustache. It goes down into a, I don't know, I wouldn't say a goatee. But he's got, you know, I think a lot of guys do that when they hit 40. Make themselves feel young.
But in fact, it makes him actually look older.
And to me, it makes Bob look really old. Uh-oh. I mean, he's only 42, but I swear to gosh, you look at him, you'd say 50. He's going to kill me. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell. Tell your audience, hey, everybody, don't tell Bob I said that. Oh, boy, well, I get it. Well, you're going to take us out, Miss Katie?
Yep. As our guest is here, don't forget to listen to Barbecue Bob.
Yes.
Yes.
Barbecue.
I always say that.
Barbecuebob.podomatic.com.
Podomatic.
Because you don't want to say podomatic. Sounds. And then we have a new site coming up on Saturday, Bob's Beer and BBQ. It's going to be going live, and it has it'll have over 30,000 recipes.
Yeah.
You could add to it, print, you know, do whatever.
I'll be taking recipes out of that site.
I hope so.
Draining them.
Please do.
Yeah.
Nice to see everybody, though, and nice to be here. And thanks for having me on, Miss Katie.
No problem. Okay, guys, don't forget our sponsors are CrazyBagLadies.com. Bye, y'all.
Bye. As Bob would say, adios.